Thank you, everyone who's doing service. I'm Nina, I'm anorexic, and I'm very grateful to be of service to this meeting. Working on the script for the last couple months, it's been amazing to be able to kind of talk about, okay, what does emotional recovery mean? What is mental health? How do these things intertwine? How do we want to explain this and show this in a meeting? I love this meeting, the Wednesday night meeting. I remember when I came about a year ago, a little over a year ago at this point, I went to the Saturday night meeting and I loved it. And I was like, oh my God, this is it for me. I'm so glad these people are so loving. This is amazing. Then I found out there was a Wednesday meeting focused on mental health. And that was amazing. Growing up, it was very suppressed about mental health, therapies, mental health struggles. It was very, very suppressed. So the fact that there was a meeting where all these people were talking about it was like, oh my God. So I guess I want to start from childhood, like kind of how these things I kind of can see now, especially doing step work, kind of how it started and how it manifested throughout like my teenagehood and whatnot. But as a kid, I was just super fearful. I had nightmares a lot. I had night terrors a lot. I was scared of food from a really young age. I was terrified of getting sick from food. I was terrified of eating too much or not eating enough. It was just this complicated thing that like I could never get. I just remember being very fearful as a child, not really feeling understood that I was so scared of everything. Like it was kind of just like, get over it. Like, why are you so scared? But it was petrifying. Like I felt it in my body. I felt it in like with my thoughts. And it was really hard to explain that. And I think it kind of manifested into what I now recognize as anxiety. I pretty much have all anxiety disorders, but more specifically with anxiety for me, especially working on my fear inventory, it's all the what ifs. It's always the what ifs, that type of dialogue. Why I'm not enough in this scenario, why I'm too much in this scenario, why I don't deserve food, why I don't deserve to talk to people, all the limiting belief systems. But the root of it is my fear. And I'm really getting to look at that with working on my fourth step. Going back to like, I guess my teenagehood, I remember when I was 12, it was the summertime, super bright and sunny outside. And I just felt fucking miserable. I was like, I do not understand why I can't be like everyone else. Why I can't be like excited and enjoy the water and like, just have this like joy for life. Like I didn't have it. And I was at my favorite place ever. I was with my family. I was like, all the factors were like amazing. And I just wasn't there fully. And that's when I realized I was like, oh, I have depression. I struggle with depression. And it's not just about, being down in the dumps or anything like that. It's the inability to like get out of bed. It's the inability to eat. It's the inability to shower. It's the inability to talk to people, like just to function. And being somebody who's very much a perfectionist and like very much like, I show my worth with how much I do. Struggling with depression was, I still struggle with it, but like figuring out that that's what I was dealing with was very, very difficult. And I didn't want to accept it. I was like, no, I'm fine. Even though I started going to therapy and whatnot, I realized after I got into recovery, despite being in therapy for close to a decade at this point, I just would kind of beat around the bush. I wouldn't really talk about like what I was experiencing, what my mental health felt like, my struggles with showering. Cause I was like, oh, I can't talk to someone about, struggling to brush my teeth or struggling to go to the bathroom or any of these things. Cause it's too embarrassing. And that's really what I did need to talk about. And I can talk about those things with my therapist now. Not that that's the focus, obviously, that's just what I use, amongst other things, but keeping it recovery based. I see it a lot in my step work where I can kind of go back to these times of like being a child and like being petrified of going to sleep by myself and like being a teenager and like really not understanding what depression was, but dealing with it. I can look back at these things and just feel like how misunderstood I felt and how isolated it was to have these, because it's not like it is feelings, but it's not just feelings because it's like bodily sensations, it's nightmares, it's so many other things outside of just feelings. that's really, it was really hard for me to articulate it. So I just felt like, okay, well, I don't understand it. So no one else is going to understand it. So let me just push to the side. Kind of like what I did with food. Like I couldn't figure out my relationship with it. So I just won't eat. But yeah, I think something else I want to emphasize with like my emotional health, is just holding space with it, because even coming into recovery, I'm a little over 10 months absent at this point. I came to it about a year ago. And even now, like I really struggle to sit and see like what I'm feeling. If I'm being really, if I'm having anxiety that day, if I'm feeling depressed that day, if I'm whatever's coming up, it's really hard for me to like recognize that at times. Cause I'll be like, oh, you're just, you know, being X limiting belief system, or you're being this thing, you're being that thing. You're not really dealing with mental health. And it's like gaslighting myself out of my own experience. So I think really sitting and like feeling those things are really important. But yeah, let's see what else I want to emphasize. I think I kind of want to shift gears into more of the recovery aspect. Well, actually, I do want to emphasize this really quick with just kind of with my mental health journey. I just kind of got used to being miserable and hating myself. I just thought that's what I deserved, is to kind of be in that misery, and that I'd always be there and just be misunderstood. And I heard about it recently and it reminded me of like, oh my God, like that's how I felt when I came in. Like I was just waiting to die. And my anorexia was a slow suicide. So I like, there was no self-worth that I had. I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror. So imagine on Zoom, it was very difficult to see myself on Zoom. But today I don't feel that way. Today I don't have that roaring self-hatred that I did. I don't live in the misery that I used to. Not saying that I don't have mental health struggles, but I don't live in it every day. And that's only through this program. So shifting to like the recovery aspect of things, I was looking before this meeting to like see, okay, like what comes to mind with emotional recovery. And it's this reading from the Four Today, July 23rd. It's just a short little sentence, but with the support of the OA program, it is possible to feel a full range of human emotions and remain abstinent. And I really wanted to talk about that because my journey in OA has been, I mean, like others, it's been very challenging. I had a death pretty early on to when I was abstinent. I think I was maybe like 3 months abstinent. And it crushed me. I was like, this is where I relapse. Like, this is where shit goes down. Cause like, I do not know how to handle death without restricting. I don't know how to handle death without, you know, starving myself and not showering and not taking care. Like, I don't know how to like handle it. So I just shut down. But I kept showing up, you know, I talked about it on meetings. I talked to my sponsor about it. I was literally FaceTiming people to have meals because it was so hard to eat that I would make a call and like, and I got through it. I was able to go through that week after that death and really lean on my support system and not restrict over it. I also was dealing with panic attacks pretty early on. I think I was about 2 months abstinent and it was really scary because I'd had panic attacks before, but never to the degree where I'm like not able to drive, I'm debilitated, like I have to stay where I am, I'm kind of like stuck there. It was really scary to be experiencing that. And I remember talking to my outside help along with my sponsor about it and just being like really scared because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on with me. I just like keep having these reactions and like, I can't, like, what do I do? And when I stayed abstinent, even if I had a panic attack, like either had breakfast that morning or I had to have lunch later. And that was really difficult. But I also was able to work through that, kind of see what my triggers are. It's not completely gone, but I know that me advocating for myself and saying, hey, this is something I'm experiencing. And like, if I'm in class, I can leave class. I don't have to stay in class and be petrified because I used to do that to myself, like not allow myself to have the space that I need to like breathe and come back in. But yeah, that's something I dealt with. And I kind of already talked about depression a little bit. And then with PTSD, I see a lot of that with my step work. And that's been very difficult because a lot of stuff I've repressed, a lot of stuff I've pushed down. And when I'm writing about it and actively talking about it with my sponsor, it comes up. And part of with that, thank you. Part of dealing with that is, figuring out, okay, what works for me? Like when I'm having, flashbacks, if I'm having, these really strong feelings, if I'm having panic attacks, because my feeling, like, I don't know what to do with so much that's coming up. Writing helps me a lot. Cause sometimes I can't articulate my words very well. So being able to like write and write and write is very helpful. Being able to, when I can, even if I don't think it makes sense, I still try to call my sponsor, and I've seen within the last couple months, they've been quite difficult. But I have been talking to my sponsor daily, and it makes a world of a difference to talk to her daily and say, hey, I am actually feeling pretty angry today, or I'm feeling, I'm having a lot of anxiety and like, I don't know what to do. I feel petrified. Like I feel stuck. I don't know how to like get out of that. Whatever it is, she's not always able to solve everything because she's not, outside help, but she's able to hear me and maybe give me some tools, give me some exercises. I'm able to do something different. Something else from that for today that I read earlier, the last sentence says, for today, feeling bad is a part of being human. I don't try to escape it any more than I try to escape feeling good. That I really wanted to emphasize. And it's really the first part about being human. And that was so hard for me to just have a human experience, to brush my teeth in the morning, to shower, to eat 3 meals a day. Like that was just so foreign to me to have 3 meals a day, to even eat throughout the day. So having like figuring out, okay, what is Nina as a human? How do I function? What am I a morning person? Am I a nighttime person? Like kind of giving myself grace with those things, because I don't really know, especially coming into like, my young adulthood, there was a lot of stuff that I was figuring out, and having grace and sitting with myself as if I would, what is it? Something about a sick friend. I feel like it's in some of her literature. I can't think of what it is specifically, but like, if I sit with myself like that, like then I'm more kind to other people. Then I'm able to hold space with other people. I can like be on the phone and hear other people telling me their experience with mental health or their experience with emotional recovery. And it allows me to have a different experience with these things when I'm more open-minded to it. And that's not all the time, but the times that I am, I'm very grateful for that. What else do I want to emphasize? I guess, so for today, what do I do for my emotional recovery? I talk to my sponsor. I'm also in a pretty small group of people where I do feel comfortable to say, hey, my step work's bringing X, Y, and Z up. And like, I just finished my resentments, and that was very difficult to process and to turn over to my sponsor and to turn over to God. Still working on turning some of them over, but that's its own process. Now I'm working through my fear inventory, and I have a group that I can talk to about that. And I really feel like community makes such a difference, especially because with my bottoms that I've had with my mental health, I isolate immediately. That's my first thing, is to isolate. So to not isolate and to try to figure out, okay, what does Nina need right now? Maybe I shouldn't work. If I'm exhausted and I've been pushing myself super hard, maybe it's best if I like give myself a break. Or maybe it's best if I ask for someone else's, like I ask for some advice on it. I'm like, excuse me, ask for a suggestion on it. Things like that. Like I don't have to make all the decisions. It's okay to not know certain things. That's a really big deal. That's a really big deal in my recovery, is to say, I don't know, because then I can be malleable and have a different experience. Praying is really big. Meditation, a lot of breath work. Like I said before, with anxiety, I can't, in my mind sometimes, I can't really come back in. So then in my body, I try to do breath work or different activities that help me come back into my body. I do have outside help, and I try to be open-minded to other tools, because there's different things that could help me. My mental health has definitely taken some turns in my recovery that I wasn't expecting. And I tried to be open to that and willing to do something different if I need to. Is that my time, Dragana? Okay, that was the whole 15 minutes. Okay. I didn't know I was going to talk that whole time, but thank you for letting me speak. I hope it wasn't too all over the place. I'm very grateful to be of service. And I'm grateful to have this space at this meeting to talk about mental health. And yeah, thanks for letting me speak.